This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Hello again from TF Metals Report, and welcome to your weekly podcast highlights for the week of April 8th through the 12th. We knew it was going to be a busy week and a volatile week, and boy, it sure did play out that way. As the week began on Monday the 8th, we caught a very important technical aspect, something happening on the chart of COMEX silver. You can call it a bullish cross, you can call it a golden cross, but when the 50-day moving average moves up and through the 200-day moving average, that's usually a sign of good things to come. We had a lot to discuss on Monday the 8th, but that chart of COMEX silver was certainly on our mind, and here's part of that discussion. All right, but I want to show you this. Silver, green line, 50-day moving average. Red line, 200-day moving average. You can see for this full 6 months, the green has never been above the red until today. How about that? So what does this mean, this golden bullish cross? Well, for me, in my mind, it sets the HFTs into a buy-the-dip mode. We're above the 50-day, we're above the 200-day, and now the lines are bullishly crossed. This is positive for further gains. Not straight up, not a dollar a day. Maybe it will, like it did in 2020. But as long as you're configured this way, with the 50-day moving up, the 200-day now has turned up, and they're bullishly crossed, that's a really positive technical setup, and it bodes well for the weeks and months to come. COMEX gold futures have been moving consistently higher over the last 6 weeks, but eventually you run out of gas and you consolidate gains and move sideways for a while. How can an aggressive trader know when that next consolidation phase is beginning? Well, sometimes when you're moving straight up, you might take a look at very short-term moving averages, like the 20-day moving average, or in this case, the 5-day moving average can give you a clue as to whether it's time to kind of soften up your trading positions because you're getting into a period, again, of consolidation. On Tuesday the 9th, we took a look at the short-term chart of COMEX gold and that 5-day moving average to see if maybe it would tell us something about where prices were headed. Gold on the daily chart. Okay, this is where I said, I'm really grasping at straws trying to figure out, okay, how would we know that this latest zoom higher over the last 7 or 8 days is over and we're going to consolidate and bull flag again? Okay, what I've put on here for you is your 5-day moving average, okay? I can count on one hand the amount of times I've used a chart with a 5-day moving average in the last 14 years, but here's one of them. Okay, here's your lesson. Coming out of the left, notice how you're rallying like crazy in October, okay? But once you start breaking down through the 5-day moving average, you start flagging. And then in November, look, riding the 5-day moving, and then there's a big red candle on that Sunday and Monday, December 3rd and 4th, below the 5-day, and you start going down again. Okay, see how this works? Look, even recently, early part of February, down, down, down. But once it soared above, look at that big rally in early March, right? But then there's a red candle that finally broke down and closed below the 5-day moving average. You see that? And that set off your consolidation and flag that took us all the way to the end of March. The last 2 days, the price of COMEX gold, June COMEX gold, has bounced from that 5-day moving average. So we are still in an uptrend. So why, maybe the CPI will be okay, but we are still in this day after day green candle stuff until, and it's coming at some point, but until we break down and close below the 5-day moving average. Okay, so tomorrow that'd be somewhere, I don't know, 2340. Okay, so anyway, we're still in an uptrend here, very short term uptrend. And that same 5-day moving average, very helpful in COMEX silver too, which for the last couple of weeks has been moving almost straight up. It too will consolidate and flag. That's just how these markets work. But you don't want to move too quickly expecting that consolidation to start. Maybe the market will keep going if you go too quickly. So keep an eye on that 5-day moving average for clues, all part of what we discussed Wednesday, April the 10th. You can see this in silver too. Look, we're silver bounced today. Now down 27.65, this thing was 27.74. All right? So just like Monday and Friday, reached down there, tapped it, and then rallied. Which, again, why the deliberate manipulation just after 10 o'clock Central? Okay? Try to get this under control. It's getting a little too painful for the banks and the other shorts. Now, again, silver may sell off tomorrow. May go down to 2750 or something tomorrow. And if it does, and it closes below this five-day moving average like it did back on, what is that, April or March the 21st, then it's probably going to trade downward for a little while. And sideways, and flag, and consolidate. It's going to at some point, whether it's tomorrow or a week from tomorrow or whenever. The point is, it hasn't yet. Okay? So if you're really an aggressive trader, you don't have to bail just yet. Watch for a close, a COMEX close, below that five-day moving average for a clue. Okay? For this week's Thursday Conversation, always a free podcast that you can find on the TF Metals Report homepage, we brought in our old friend James Anderson, who works for SD Bullion. James, great market analyst and commentator. He had a lot to say, so I encourage you to go to tfmetalsreport.com, scroll down, find the link. It's public. Anybody can listen to it. It's only about 22, 23 minutes, so it's good for working in the yard or maybe being on the treadmill, but James has a lot to teach us. He's a very smart guy. You'll want to give this a listen. Here is just a very small fraction of what he had to say.
I think in the derivatives market, when you're talking about futures contracts, I would say that that is happening on a certain scale. But what we're describing is something on a larger scale. I think what we're both kind of nudging at is you have a situation where eventually, after 50 years of fiat financialization and the U.S. dollar being king, and we ratcheting up the debt and this secular debt supercycle that basically has happened since post-World War II, as that starts to come undone and transition into the next system, there's going to be a massive amount of capital inflows into every type of nook and cranny that's precious metals related. So you can look up and down from derivatives to bullion, to miners, to unsecured ETFs, everything is going to have inflows. And it's a question of time frame, of course, but I'm talking 5-10 years out, it's going to look different, completely different.
And on Friday, April the 12th, we wrap up the week with solid gains in the COMEX precious metals, but intraday market action that is very reminiscent of the first weekend of December. Last year, you'll recall, prices closed for COMEX gold near $2,100 on December the 1st, and it took a massive chart-painting intervention by the bullion banks on Sunday night, December the 3rd, to turn the momentum, flip the entire script, paint the chart with reversal candles, and get things back under control for them and buy themselves some time. That's exactly what you've seen today. Yes, other markets were down on Friday and reversing, but the news flow hadn't changed. And yet gold, as you can see on this chart, fell 4% in 4 hours, almost $100. Again, solid week of gains, but a clear move here on Friday to regain control of price, even if it's only temporarily, to allow the banks to get on the right side of some of these trades. We'll see where it goes over the weekend. Again, the headlines look grim for an expansion of the regional war in the Middle East. Who knows what the world will look like? Who knows what the markets will look like by Sunday evening when trading resumes? But I know we'll be talking about it at TF Metals Report, and we'll be all over it again next week as well. Gold and silver prices moving very well these days, and you should really consider joining TF Metals Report. You need to stay on top of these things. CNBC and Bloomberg will not give you the correct story. You can just watch the headlines, and you see from CNBC, no one knows why gold's going higher. Well, at TF Metals Report, we've got a pretty good idea. Join us. It's only $15 a month. It's very affordable. And you can join month by month if you don't find it valuable. But please check us out at tfmetalsreport.com. And we'll have another one of these podcast summaries for you next week.